And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Highway 322. This is our special St. Valentine's Massacre Eve special edition of it. I'm Desdemona Finch. We're listening to songs of rage, ruin, and revenge. But not the mean revenge, the kind of Dorothy Parker revenge. Because, I mean, aren't you sick of all the commercials for diamonds? I mean, nothing's real here, people. Except this. Love. Yeah, we're playing all these soppy love songs for you tonight. Okay, let's bring that in. Getting there. To the credit of KGNU, I went through the vinyl collection. Could not find any Carpenters or Captain and Tennille. All these old albums like from the 90s that I was like, yeah, college radio album. So I just want you to know, give KGNU some credit for having amazing taste. Except for now, we're listening to Captain and Tennille. So we're going to start off this lovely special St. Valentine's Eve Massacre show with, here's some Richard Thompson. Talk about bitter. He's good and bitter. Razor Dance here on KGNU.
tears from my eyes. I just can't shake this feeling that I'm nothing in your eyes.
Careful, barefoot, I'm the phone at the door. I miss the door, hit the mirror. She hung it up and she lived here. And pieces of of blue glass fall, the love of
said, don't be too smart. I got your letter. I got it today. Your spelling's getting better. Your punctuation's okay. Well, I'm not an intellectual, but I've heard people say you got to dumb it down, down, down if you wanna get your way. I should have been more stupid, a little bit more stupid, just like the moons of Jupiter. I'd be better off in outer space before they had the privilege to know the world was round. They'd never push things to the edge. I got your letter, I got it right here. Your composition could be better, but the meaning is clear. I should have been more stupid, a little bit more stupid, just like the moons of Jupiter. Sitting
because they want to take a dump on your head. That's why they suddenly appear. Poor Karen Carpenter. Actually, I was trolling through a bunch of stuff. I ran into some demos of theirs from the 60s that were really kind of cool. Until they, made this easy listening music. But then I was listening to Wings, and silly love songs. It's like, thank God for John Lennon. Because Paul McCartney would have taken the Beatles into Cheeseville land easily. They were a nice little balance. Seems like Karen is... she had a beautiful voice, but she had a tragic life. Pretty silly love songs, though. And anyhow, this is Highway 322. I'm Desdemona Finch. You're listening to the St. Valentine's Eve Massacre Eve. And Songs of Rage, Ruin, and Revenge. Well, sort of revenge. Not really, but, you know, everything had to rhyme. Anyhow, I think I have some stuff to say. Oh, you just heard from Patty Griffin off of Children Running Through. Isn't it great she won a Grammy this year? Yay, Patty. After she had breast cancer and she lost her voice and came back with this beautiful album, which I so loved. But that was off of That's No Bad News. Off of Children Running Through. Before that, Mary Lee's Corvette. She's back. She put out a book about Dylan recently. People Dreaming of Dylan last year. And then she was at the Outlaw Cruise, and that was off her 700 Miles album back in 2000, produced by Eric Amble, who's her husband, too. That was 700 Miles. That was more stupider. It's actually not about a guy. It's about the music industry and people telling her her lyrics were too intellectual. And before that, some David Poe from 1997, Bluegrass Fall, off of his album, David Poe. He's been out there doing stuff for ballets and stuff like that, but I don't think he's come out with something lately. But he always does great stuff. I guess this is folk. Is this folk? I mean, if Marilee's Corvette is at the Outlaw Country Cruise, I think we're okay there. And with some Nico Case off of one of my favorite albums by her, Furnace Room Lullaby, Set Out Running. And then we started out with Richard Thompson. He always said he hated happy love songs because he grew up with murder ballads and learning lots of them. That was off his album. It shouldn't surprise us, should it? You, Me, Us. That's the Razor Dance. And up next, here's some... I actually have some things I need to play after lovely Karen. Just 1 minute.
KGNU is bringing Jim Hightower, author, commentator, activist, and producer of the Hightower Lowdown, to the Longmont Museum on Sunday, February 16th. Jim will be talking about food, fracking, and fellowship. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and the event starts at 5 p.m. For more information and tickets, visit kgnu.org. That's Jim Hightower at the Longmont Museum on Sunday, February 16th. Come one, come all!
That old car been good to you? Now you can be good to it by donating it to KGNU. We'll use the vehicle to raise funds for the great programs you listen to and rely on. Put your unwanted vehicle into good hands by calling the vehicle donation line at 844-KGNU-CAR. That's 844-KGNU-CAR.
And you're listening to Highway 322. It's Desdemona Finch, and this is St. Valentine's Eve. So we're playing all kinds of, not so lovey-dovey songs, but really fun stuff. Fun little quirky kind of fun, really fun, interesting songwriting, kind of cynical things, cynical and snarky. So up next, here's some Nellie Mackay off her first album, Run Away From Me, I think, or Get Away From Me. This is called I Want to Be Married, here on KGNU.
Mm-hmm. I need a spouse. I want a nice liver, two beaverish golden retriever, and a little white house. I wanna get married. I need to cook meals. I wanna pack cute little lunches for my Brady Bunches, then read Danielle Steele. I wanna escape this rat race I've created. I'm feeling enervated. I don't care if I make it, I just want to bake a sugar cake for you to take to work in the morning. And I'll stay home cleaning the dishes and keeping your wishes all warm. I wanna get married. That's why I was born. I wanna hear the sweet tune of Sally's little vroom vroom as she zooms around my room as I exhume the gloom of my shallow life. I wanna be simple and honest and dimpled, 'cause I am your wife. I will never tarry. I'm not even torn. I wanna get married. That's why I was born.
Of the amount I'm capable of loving you. And you know I need you to the fullest extent. It's feasible for me to be needing you. I believe in us as much or maybe more than I've ever. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm more gullible than I've ever been. And if they held a contest for the person most likely to fall for your bull, I'd probably win. The thought of us together doesn't fill me with dread. I can picture being with you till one or both of us is dead at the end of the day. take you, insert name here, because frankly, I'm just too tired to look around anymore. You drive reasonably well, have most of your own teeth, and not much of a prison record, so that's good. Plus, you claim to love my ass, and I have a tape to prove it, which makes me think this thing really could work. However, in the event that our mutual disappointment outweighs the positive aspects of this union, we agree to part without the destruction of crockery, automobiles, or each other's good name in print or in song. At the end of the day, I've got nothing good to say, but you don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. Don't suck, so I'm cynically yours. One more time. You don't suck unless I tell you to, so I'm cynically yours.
On me, I'll pin a medal on you. You're foolish, are you brave? 'Cause I've told you the truth. I'll always leave my shoes at the door, 'cause I've fallen in love with someone like you before. Your rubber tree lips, I just wanna eat them. And your sugar plum eyes, each time I meet them, my feet, they can't find the floor, but I've fallen in love with someone like you before. And when you play cards with all of the fellas, you can win all their hearts, but you can't make me jealous. And I know I should be grateful for all your insecurities, 'cause even when you're unfaithful, you're thinking of me. So much older, and I could carry you down to hell on my shoulders. They'll remember my name at the door, 'cause I've fallen in love with someone like you before. You're charmed and impressed and seduced by my candor, but this melancholy boy has no delusions of grandeur. The truth is just the best way to score. You're so fallen in love with someone like you before. I've fallen in love with someone like you before. I've fallen in love with someone like you.
Smoking on a cigarette, talking about the deficit, putting all them wild boys down. Like a drunken Mona Lisa or the leaning tire pizza, you were hanging off the edge of town. I overheard Afghanistan is safer than a minivan, left me wondering what to do. You're like a four-leaf clover, I just had to come on over. I have never seen a woman like you.
Looking like it's time to go home.
Well,
were you hitting on that stripper? 'Cause is wrong with that?
Nothing if you're Taliban.
Oh, I see. Well, I bet you slept with half the South.
Oh, don't you ever shut your mouth.
Yeah, how much did you pay for that tan?
More than you made for your boots.
Why shouldn't you be purging?
Well, you're probably still a virgin.
I can't believe you're not on the View.
Let's get another round.
It's looking like we're trouble bound.
Seen another like you.
Ain't that the way we do?
It's true, you take the breath from me.
It seems like you are bound to be the death of me. Oh, well, a couple hours later, we were in the elevator, making out like Bonnie.
We were dizzy from the love we found.
Growing up
and going down.
Lord, it's been a hell of a ride. I'm having trouble breathing.
I probably should be leaving.
Well, I'm up in room 402.
I gotta hand it to you. There's a chance I'm gonna
scream.
Oh, I've never seen another like you.
I don't know if it's forever.
I warned you we would have the Wings on in the background. You just heard from Ace Carl and Carrie Ann from Shovels and Rope. That was from 2011, something like that, or 12, around there. It's Another Like You off his KMAG Yo-Yo and other, I guess, KMAG Yo-Yo and other American stories. And before that, some Spottiswood and, or S&M as they go. No, Spottiswood and McMahon, otherwise known as SMM, out of the from the Spottiswood and His Enemies fame. And Riley McMahon is actually Amy Rigby's little brother, and he's a producer, does fantastic things. This is I've Fallen in Love with Someone Like You Before off of their album S&M from 2006. And before that, we had some Amy Rigby, Cynically Yours, off of 18 Again, an anthology. And to start all off, we had some Nellie McKay with I Wanna Get Married off of Get Away From Me on tonight's Highway 322, which is in honor of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Oh, no, not really. Songs of... I don't know what I called it. Rage, Ruin, and Revenge. So up next, here's some Kirstie McCall. This is we're getting really crazy with our folk here. This is Treachery off of her last album, Tropical Brainstorm, here on KGNU.
Talking a fan, he lives. goes. I won't be too far behind, just hanging around. Driving him out of his mind, I'm talking a fan. He's gone to the record store to buy CD. By some other girl, not me, he's taking her home. Getting her out of her box and putting her on. And dancing around in his socks, treachery. Made a monster out of me. 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 Getting her out of her box.
Just hand me that same old refrain. I'm walking on a wire. I'm walking on a wire. And I'm falling. I wish I could please you tonight. But my medicine just won't come right. I'm walking on a wire. I'm walking on a wire. But I'm falling. Too many steps to take. Too many spells to break. Too many nights awake with no one else. This grindstone's wearing me. And your claws are tearing me. Don't use me endlessly. It's too long. It's too long to myself. Where's the justice? And where's the sense? When all the pain is on my side of the fence. I'm walking on a wire. I'm walking on a wire. And I'm falling. Steps to take, too many spells to break, too many nights awake with no one else. This grindstone's wearing me, and your clothes are tearing me. Don't use me endlessly. It's too long, it's too long to myself. Whichever way the wind might blow, I'm walking on a wire. I'm walking on a wire, and I'm falling. I'm walking on a wire. I'm walking on a wire.
this town down today. That little game you play, I'm just leaving all my life away. You messed up, so they say, between me and night and day, I'm gonna sleep 1 hour open from now on.
careless with my love. I'm like the only star above. You wish upon her when you're lonely. I think you're careless with my love. I think your heart and mind
And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And you should be listening to Ragtime right now. We're waiting for Jack to come in. So he'll be here momentarily. So I might as well just tell you who I just played. It was Lucinda Williams with Change the Tracks Underneath My Train, or Change the Locks. Sorry, same, you know, it's off of her album. What was it called? Lucinda Williams, her first album. Before that, we had some, or one of her first albums, her first maybe commercially released album or major label released album. Because she had one before that that was really, or a few actually. So her first singer-songwriter album, I guess you could say that. Before that, we heard from Fred Eagle Smith. It's a tune called Careless. Oh, good, the phone is ringing. So hopefully that's Jack. It's a tune called, it's called Careless, and it's off of Cha Cha Cha. And if you remember him doing it on David Letterman a while back, he played Letterman and then went to the rodeo bar to make $400 that night. Yes. So cool. Anyhow, before that, Chris Steele and Michael Daves, Sleep With One Eye Open, off their album Sleep With One Eye Open. And then we had some of the lovely Shovels and Rope with pretty their version of Pretty Polly, which was really cool. And to top it all off, we had some Richard Thompson with Walking on a Wire, off of his Acoustic Classics album and Treachery, Kirsty McCall off of her Tropical Brainstorm album. And up next, we have some Jim Lauderdale here on KGNU.
It's a trap. It's a trap. No matter what you do, don't fall for that. It's a trap. Mouse and cat in the corner now, you'd better watch your back. Don't take the bait that makes it so you can't escape the maze from where your fate will be in doubt. No, nothing sentimental about those tempting empty situations where there's no way out. It's a trap. It's a trap. I hate to have to see